Langworthy called a news conference yesterday afternoon to attack Hoyt and the governor over the former assemblyman's admission he and his wife had paid $50,000 to a woman for silence about their relationship. The GOP says it's just another example of Democrats saying they're for women until it interferes with campaign contributions, like the cash from Harvey Weinstein the governor returned only slowly. Langworthy says Hoyt can only have paid with permission from the governor.
Andrew Cuomo, this is his close political confidant. I don't believe that Sam Hoyt would ever act without permission from Governor Andrew Cuomo. And if he was going to enter into a settlement of that stature, that's a big number, 50 grand to buy somebody's silence. I tend to believe that he looked upstairs in his own office for permission to do so.
That brought a blast from gubernatorial press secretary Danny Lever, saying the governor's office started three separate investigations of Hoyt when the facts became known, two of which are still active, and Hoyt left state service. Democratic County Chairman Zellner says his party fights sexual harassment.
The fact that they're using this as a political tool is despicable. Of course, we have a zero tolerance policy at ECDC for sexual harassment. We were the first to call on Dennis Gabbard's act to resign before anyone else had to ask us. We came out and said that if this is true, he should resign immediately. And Sam Hoyt is gone from state government.
Langworthy played down allegations against President Trump for his admissions about the way he treated women in private life and about former President George H.W. Bush, who was accused of putting his hands on several women. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.